Now, you're very welcome back to the programme. Let's see some of your comments. If you get a letter or email from Revolut say they are not going to refund her, she can then write to the financial ombudsman who would be able to investigate the claim. My friend did it this way and he got 80% of the money he lost back. They'd be very glad to get that back, I'm sure. Hard to beat the onions cut in half and left in rooms for lifting the germs throughout the house. I mean, obviously it's not medical advice, but if it works, it works. If it's worth trying. Greg, with all the talk about eviction bans, there's a site of nearly 30 houses, maybe more, sitting vacant in Carndonna. The houses seem to be ready to walk into. The groundworks and everything is finished, so why don't the council buy these houses? It would ease the pressure a bit only, in my opinion. Well, we've contacted the council just to run it past them, to see what they have to say. We all know where the school money's being diverted to, but if you say where out loud, you're a lambasted, so far right and called all sorts of names, etc., etc. It's nothing really to do with that. And I know exactly what you're saying. And you're saying that the money's not available because it's being spent on housing refugees. In this case, it's simply not the case. This there is a budget there. More money can be allocated to it. The money is there. The government is awash with money. It's got a rainy day fund and absolutely everything. I think what they're looking at is these projects, because of the increasing costs, that they have to look at how that's going to be funded, or how they're going to make sure that contractors stay on site and all that kind of stuff. But this one particular school is ready to go. They just need a letter of commencement. And just in this case, and I'm not saying you're wrong in other cases, in this case it's got nothing to do with housing refugees. Hi, Greg. You really need to get Norma Foley, the Education Minister on Highland, along with Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin about stopping the Gaelscoil building in Donegal Town. Sunlight is the best disinfectant is another thing they say. But look, we have made all the inquiries and we continue to do so. We want answers, and we want answers for the people out there. Again, just to remind you, the obituary notices, which many of you will have tuned into, will be coming to you very shortly. So stay tuned for that. Greg, read the flooding in Letterkenny this morning. Imagine that a tide that you know the height of for hundreds of years in advance still manages to flood a newly built road. Letterkenny biggest shambles continues. I've lots of questions. Unfortunately, I've no one to put them to. That work was ongoing. There's piling going on there. Shuttering that was there, was that removed? The bank that was there to stop the water that's been there for, it's been there for years, to stop the water getting out onto that road. Was that bank removed? Is it not there? Was some of the shuttering removed? Was there a gap there? I don't know. What impact did that piling work have on it? But unfortunately, I have no one that I can actually put that question to. It's one of the highest tides of the year and will more likely be flooded again this evening, says a caller. And another... Remelton Quay was flooded yesterday too. We all know this happens, so why are preventative measures not put in place? Good morning, Greg. Could you please outline to the council to repair the convoy road as soon as possible? The road's an absolute disgrace. There's no avoiding potholes now, as the entire width of the road is just all potholes. This is on the road to the nursing home. I've had my car at the garage now a few times because of this. What are we paying tax for, they ask. We've got a choir in studio for you shortly. Stay tuned for that. If you want to watch it, get onto our website, highlandradio.com, or our YouTube, Facebook channels. I want to mention to you, though, that you've a very short window now to win €1,000 in cash and €1,000 for to go towards a celebrity cruise booking. It's all part of our competition to win a holiday of a lifetime with Highland Radio. So as I say, this coming Friday, we're giving away €1,000 and we're giving away a €1,000 voucher to use on any celebrity cruise booking. That's going on Friday. The tickets are €10, six for €50 or 10 for €80. You can buy them for yourself or you can buy them and gift them to other people as well. That's completely up to you. You get them on our website, highlandradio.com. But of course, the €1,000 would be nice on Friday, wouldn't it? And that €1,000 voucher for a celebrity cruise booking would be nice. But that's not all. That's just a teaser for the big one. Because later on the 6th of April, we're giving away a €10,000 travel voucher plus €5,000 in cash spending money. It's all part of, as I say, our holiday of a lifetime competition with Highland Radio. So get on the website, highlandradio.com. you will not only be in with a chance to win that €10,000 travel voucher, which can be used in one magnificent holiday or a series of smaller holidays. It's completely up to you. It's yours to dip into until such time as that €10,000 has been exhausted. The €5,000 cash is yours as well to do with what you wish. It's all in association with Atlantic Travel, by the way. And you can go anywhere in the world. It's up to you, wherever. And I think for €10,000, you can pretty much go wherever you would like to go. So as I say, if you want to be in with a chance to win the big prize, but also that €1,000 in cash on Friday on this show, and that €1,000 to use towards a celebrity cruise booking, which maybe you've always thought of wanting to go on a cruise, and you thought, well, shall I, shan't I? Well, here you are. You could be doing so for a tenner. Go to the website, highlandradio.com. Book your tickets there. It's a simple enough process. You'll see the competition banner. Click in. As I say, you can just buy one for a tenner. They get cheaper the more you buy if you want to gift them out or group in with family members. You know, if that's what you want to do. If six of you in the house are going to buy them, get the 50 and you save a couple of quid per ticket. Not bad, is it? Same 10 for 80. It's up to you, whatever way you want to do it. But just obviously do it if you can afford to do it and have a bit of fun with it. Now, also, if you don't want to use the website, there's no reason not to. Okay, it's all perfectly secure, perfectly safe and really simple. But maybe you just prefer not to do that. You can ring us here. Katie will take your calls right now, sort out your tickets on 07491 25000. And as I say, you're in to win the €10,000 travel voucher to spend as much of or as little as you want as you go. €5 cash in your back pocket. They call it spending money. I call it a new bathroom. Or you could win on Friday €1,000 in cash as well. This is the bonus, plus €1,000 celebrity cruise voucher, effectively, is what that is. So €2,000 in value to give away on Friday, €15,000 to give away on April 6th, close to €20,000 all in all. Get in now if you want to be in with a chance, and we can help make your dreams become a reality. If you want to order them over the phone, 07491 25000, and many of you call into the office as well. But as I say, if you're going to do so, do it before Friday, and then you could be in with a chance to winning that bonus competition. Right, that's good fun, isn't it? Hopefully. I love it because we give much of that away on this show. We're lucky enough to be involved in that and to ring people up and tell them that they have €10,000 of a holiday voucher, €5,000 to spend on whatever they want to spend as well, by the way. Right, let's get back to some more of your comments here. Good morning, Greg. Could you please outline... I've already read that one. My apologies. Greg, the problem with RTE is it's government propaganda TV station. Most of the people believe this 100%, and we all know what people think of this government. A lot of people have faith in the government, by the way. I recognise that you probably don't, but I also want to speak to and represent the views of the other groups of people out there that do kind of have faith in the government and have faith in the government parties. I mean, those people are out there as much as they are who feel dissatisfied. But that doesn't take away from your point. That's your view, and I fully respect your point of view. Greg, would it not be better to have a different presenter on the Late Late Show each month? You see, that doesn't work either, because a presenter might build up some sort of a relationship with the listeners and a rapport. I think the pool is too small. But as I said earlier on, I just think whoever takes the job, unless it's another Ryan Tuberty, they're just going to be lambasted from the get-go, because people are going to think, oh, well, you got the job because of such and such. Then they might go for a two-hander. I don't see what that achieves either. I you know, there's very few duos, I think, that have partnerships, good on-air chemistry. That has to be real. It can't be manufactured. You've heard it when they try and manufacture it. It doesn't work. There has to be a real thing there. And also, I just don't know. I don't know what role it plays anymore. I mean, yes, the toy show's brilliant, but beyond that, I don't know. At the same time, you can switch over and watch Graham Norton interview A-list celebrities, or on the other channel, you know, you can see a pre-record with a B or C list, with no disrespect to them, or another footballer, or another author, or another presenter on RTE, or another impressionist, or another comedian from the very small pool. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know. It's not for me anyway, so I'm not that bothered because I don't watch it. But I fully respect those that love it and do and watch it. Right, okay. Let us move on here. Hi, I'd like to highlight the need to reinstate the kids' pelican crossing at Kilmacrenan School. The road was resurfaced last year and it was not reinstated. They just left it with an orange strip across the road and rails to the side. It's an accident waiting to happen, as the kids see the line and treat it as a proper crossing. They step out thinking the cars will just stop, Local traffic now know to stop, but anyone else would not. There are also heavy trucks and buses on the road. I've seen so many near misses in the last number of weeks that something needs to be done. I've emailed the council about it. And also to, and it's connected to this, I was sent pictures of that crossroads at Kilmacrenan, and one of the approaches down, say for instance, if you're heading from Letterkenny, the road to the left, the crossroads there, where a lot of children walk down, there's no footpath. It's very, very narrow. It's very narrow for cars. So if there's a van or a lorry there, I don't know what happens in that case. And then they have to turn out onto a main thoroughfare off a road that doesn't have a footpath. I don't know if that road is wide enough to accommodate a footpath, but look, we're talking about children's safety here, and I think something really needs to be done there. A caller says, or asked, and we like to get answers for you, where exactly does the money go at NowDoc? Is it directly to the doctor on call? Also, in maternity care, why is it not covered? These are all questions you asked us, and I promised we'd get you answers. This listener said, I was pregnant and wanted to rule out high blood pressure or something more serious. I queried this and was told maternity care not covered. We'll get an answer for that. Also, when you contact NowDoc and the nurse refers you to the emergency department, adult or child, you're billed for €100. If the doctor refers you and you have a GP visit card for a child, it's free. Hard to find logic in this. So we got on to NowDoc to try and get answers for you. And they said this. The current operating model of GP out-of-care service is managed and delivered by the HSE NowDoc as part of a hybrid model with CareDoc, providing GPs for the delivery of care. In relation to payment, the GPs or financial charges for the acute services there are dealt with directly by CareDoc and the acute services through pre-arranged arrangement between CareDoc and acute services. So that's the private element of this arrangement. With regards to the query in relation to maternity care charges, it is correct to say that maternity care is not covered in the out-of-hours service. Isn't that remarkable? So if you are pregnant and you have a pregnancy-related medical situation, your care is not covered by the out-of-hours service, which I find remarkable. If the patient is reviewed physically in either a GP surgery or an out-of-hours centre, the ED charge is not applicable. Where triage has taken place over the phone and advice is given to go to the ED, then the ED charges apply. So if you go to a GP, if you go to NowDoc, right, and you see a GP and the GP says, look, I think you should go to the ED to get checked out, the charges don't apply. But if you ring the nurse and the nurse says, this doesn't sound like a NowDoc issue, I think you should go to the ED, then the charges do apply. Make sense of that. Well, if anyone is unhappy or has a comment to make, they are free to use the HSE Your Service, Your Say process. HSE Your Service, Your Say is our process to listen and respond to your feedback about our services. Your feedback might be a comment, compliment or complaint. Your feedback helps us to improve our services and provide safe and high quality care and treatment. So all of those questions, as we promised you, answered. Right. OK, we were talking about stalking yesterday. And some of you text in relation to that. This caller says, we had a stalking incident where our daughter was having constant posts put up online about her. And no matter where she went, he was there, be it a cafe or a nightclub, even out shopping. We waited 5 months before we did anything about it. But when we contacted the Gardaí, it stopped almost immediately. Our only regret is waiting so long to contact. Look, you know yourself, if it feels like stalking, contact the Gardaí and then you can be, assured one way or other. Our family had to go to the guards recently over harassment and constant ringing and online posts, and they were absolutely brilliant. They listened and didn't make us feel we were doing anything wrong, so go and speak to them, please. There's two people who are saying they went to the guards and it sorted the situation out. Okay. Good morning, Greg. Can you remind that woman about the woman in England who ruined three men's lives for falsely claiming they were raped? That woman got 9 years, but the men will have a life sentence. We can't just believe all women because they say so. And no one does. There's a full procedures there. I don't understand that. Why? I understand where you're coming from, right? But that's what the Gardaí are there for. They investigate the situation. No one's word is taken just as is. The woman who made false accusations in England was investigated. The allegations were investigated and the allegations were found to be untrue, and she's been banged up for 9 years. Is that not proof the system works? It's not proof that that this seems to suggest that women will make stuff up. It proves, does it not, that the system works in rooting out anyone, regardless of their gender. The system will root out them if they make false accusations. So I don't understand precisely the point that you're making, but again, I do thank you for texting in. Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. If it sounds like a train station, it's for good reason, because we have lots and lots of people in studio with us. Amongst them, Bernie Doherty, who is choir director of the Inishowen Choir of Ages. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Great. Great. Delighted to be here.
And we have a lot of people in here with us. Okay, so talk to us before we're doing two songs, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
Okay, so talk to us about this collective of people here, Bernie.
Well, I think there's about 15 or 16 of us here, but the entire group is about 70 singers, age 5 to 80 plus, mm-hmm. and an 8-piece band, aged about 14 to almost 80 as well.
Yes.
So it's a 10-week voluntary project, intergenerational singing, inspired by, there was a Donegal Choir of Ages, they're still running, but it was a wee bit too far for us in Inishowen, so we decided to do it ourselves over a period of 10 weeks.
And I mean, obviously some people are going to know some people, but effectively, I presume many people meeting each other for the first time.
Oh, absolutely,
so there's a beautiful
yeah.
sort of a lovely part of it, that too, making new acquaintances and what have you.
And it's been a real partnership between, you know, everybody is collaborating and helping out, you know, and we have family groups as well. We have grandmothers and granddaughters and babies, and we have
what
lovely
baby. What
is the baby Brody.
Going to do?
The baby is the boss of the whole
situation.
Is it not going to
cover ears when mummy starts?
No, he hasn't missed a practice yet. Right. And we've never heard Brody crying, so if it happens today, it's a first.
No problem. Well, probably loves the soothing sound of the music. Right, okay. And talk to me then, when you all get together for performances, around 60 singers.
Yeah.
And a band.
Yes.
So the sound is something else, I imagine.
Oh, it's huge. We've got like a stand-up double bass and drums and several guitars and lead guitar and everything. So it's a really beautiful sound. And the singers are maybe about 50 adults and about 20 children. So yes. It's really powerful, a beautiful sound, and we're working towards a performance end in the Inishowen Gateway Hotel.
Shall we plug the Living Daylights out of that after we get one song?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's earn the plug.
Yeah, all right, okay. So what should we start with? Can't Help Falling In Love?
Yes, that sounds great, yeah.
Brilliant, so whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Like a river flows, surely to
Okay, lovely, isn't it? That's just part of the choir of ages. Janet, Geraldine, Anne, Francis, Sophia, Charlene, Connor, Katie, Mia, Stephanie, Benny, Alivtina, is it?
Yes, Alivtina.
Lovely. Hannah, Donald, Monica, Corrine, Caroline, Rosie, Tanya, Bernie, and on the guitar at 5 months of age, really quite remarkable, 5 months old Bernie. I have to say, the strumming is just, to keep that, at that age, to be able to keep that melody and the timing.
That's how we keep rolling around. The friends of the organisation.
Right, okay. So talk to me then about the history of this. As you said, I think you mentioned this was all pre-COVID initially, wasn't it? And obviously everything stalled and then you were able to get everything back up and running again.
Yeah, we started it actually just a matter of weeks before everything shut down. And we very quickly realised it was something special. I mean, just the feeling of warmth in the room is absolutely amazing.
I'm getting
amazing.
The feeling of warmth now.
Yeah.
I think I need to put the air conditioning on.
But it was just such a beautiful thing that in the weeks and years that passed after COVID, we were always kind of determined to get back together and finish what we started. Mm. So we gave it a wide berth. So, you know, getting a big group of people back together was as safe as it could be. So we started again this year, and now we're just 3 weeks away from our big show.
I don't know what it is, but there's something particularly special about just such a large group of people coming together and singing so beautifully together. But I think the cross-generation element of it and everything, it's just absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
Right. And a lot of practice has to go into it as well.
Oh, it's definitely a lot of
work. Because
everyone
has their own styles and tones and everything.
Yeah,
don't they?
And there's a lot of solos, you know, and harmonies and stuff as well in the show as well. So everybody is chipping in and doing their bit.
Right, so I've got it in my notes here. It's a 10-week intergenerational singing project. So,
yeah.
I mean, does this continue after the 10 weeks or at the end of the 10 weeks? Is the show, which we're going to talk about, the culmination of it and then that's it? Or what happens next?
Well, as of right now, the show is sort of the culmination of it. Mm-hmm. And obviously down the line, we'd love to do it again. But as a voluntary choir, it is very labour intensive.
Of course, I'd imagine.
People have other commitments, it was nice to try it initially as a 10-week thing so that it's something everybody could commit to.
All right, so talk to us then about the gig, which is going to be something special. I mean, obviously what we've just heard was great, but it goes up a notch, doesn't it? Because all the singers are there and we appreciate everyone's effort in coming down here today, by the way. And then the 8-piece band is there. So talk to us a little bit about the show.
Well, the show is in the Inishowen Gateway. It's on the April 6th at 7:30 and the whole choir will be there in force and the band as well. So we have a beautiful songbook, old songs, new songs, some well-loved songs and a couple that you might not have heard before. And it's just a really beautiful sound. I mean, honestly, I think anybody who will attend, they won't help but feel the warmth and the connection in the room. It's
really
going to
be something special.
Oh,
April the 6th at 7:30 p.m. in the Inishowen Gateway Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You're invited to come along, sing along, or relax and take in the joy of music the joy of music. I can't understand what that's saying. I don't know who wrote it. Anyway, was it you, Bernie?
Can I say no?
I know what the point.
It was Brody.
I know the point you were trying to make.
Sorry, Brody.
Music brings us all joy.
We'll leave it at that.
I'm only joking, Bernie. Right, so where can people get tickets?
Tickets are on ticketsource.ie or they're also available in the Exchange in Buncrana.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesdays 4 to 9 and Thursdays 4 to 7.
And this is a once-off show, so
one night only.
So get your tickets or miss out, okay?
Yeah.
We don't want anyone to miss out. People will inevitably, though. April the 6th is only just around the corner, folks. It's at 7:30 p.m. It's in the Inishowen Gateway Hotel. Bernie, you can get your tickets in the Exchange or what was the website you mentioned?
Ticketsource.ie.
Right, okay. I think they're going to sell out. There's absolutely no doubt about that. It's just a case of whether people get in early or miss out.
Absolutely.
All right, and it's the Inishowen Choir. All volunteers running this, by the way. It's amazing. People giving up their own time. People of all different ages, from 5 to 80 plus, and 60 singers on the night, an 8-piece band. We've just got a brilliant sample of it here, but it's only a fraction, really, when you think about it.
Yeah.
Bernie on guitar and 15, 16 others then, and Brody, of course. Right, so we are going to hear now Something Inside So Strong, which is a classic, isn't it?
Ah, yeah. And it's an amazing sound when we're all together.
Multiple singers, I can
beautiful.
Imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Right, whenever you're ready, I look forward to this one.
Lovely. Thanks, Greg.
But how you build your barriers.
Thank you so very much. That was lovely. Thank you all for coming down. It's really appreciated. And just to remind everyone that if you want to go along to the Innishowen Choir of Ages concert, and it's with musicians and singers from the ages of 5 to over 80, it's going to be a very special event. It's in the Innishowen Gateway Hotel on April the 6th at 7:30 p.m. Go along and enjoy the joy that music can bring you.
We're just
going to
stick with that.
Okay. And tickets are available at the Exchange and also online.
Ticket
where?
Source.
Ticket source.
Ticket source.
All right, thank you, everyone. Really appreciate it. That was absolutely lovely.
Thank you.
You must know, don't you, that thousands of households across Ireland are missing out on medical expenses tax refunds. A survey from taxback.com shows more than 60% of Irish taxpayers are not applying for the refunds. Almost 43% cite a lack of awareness around tax refunds and eligibility, while more than one in four say they are just afraid of having anything to do with the taxmen. You don't want to poke the bear, do you? Right, Marion Rhines, Business Development Manager with taxback.com. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. Right, I mean, this. Listen, TaxBack is a company. It's a commercial company. They make money, right? And they make money by doing the legwork that we don't want to do. So if we're entitled to it, you just take a small percentage. We get money that we probably were never going to get in the first place. And your company makes a few quid as well. It is simple as that. And just get that straight out there because, you know, that is what we're talking about here. And there are, God knows how much money is sitting in the coffers that we could have back. I availed of a service like this. I'm not sure if it was yours or another. And I think I got a check back for something like €3,000. And I only sent off an email off the back of one of these interviews.
Yeah, so it's not millions, it's hundreds of millions that are actually sitting out there unclaimed by people. The revenue actually confirms that there's over €600 million over the last 3 years that are sitting there unclaimed by people there that haven't simply filed their tax return and looked for the refund that they're due back. And I suppose we in TaxBack, we do these surveys, we do them on a quarterly basis, just to kind of find out their sentiment surveys, what's going on with people there. And it's still a huge thing there that people just simply have the fear of applying for their tax refund, a fear that they're going to end up owing money, or a lack of kind of, I couldn't be bothered, my taxes are grand, my employer looks after that for me there. But that's not the case. There's refunds, there's huge refunds there for people. We find on average, we get about €1,800 back. The people that apply for us there.
Now, I can understand, too, that you want to get people you've already worked with to come back. So you might talk about specifics like dental or medical, right? So we'll get to that cohort in a minute. But let's throw the net more wider just to begin with, right? Because I know there's lots of people listening that haven't gone through this process. So why might people be entitled to that, on average, €1,800 back then? What is happening to their tax affairs that has them overpaying to that extent?
What I always say to people is major life events, so births, deaths, marriages, generally they're going to trigger a refund for people. So if it's a case you got married in the last 4 years, if it's a case that unfortunately there was a breakdown in a marriage and you got separated or divorced, both of those events are going to trigger tax refunds for you there. If it's a case that you have a child, you may be a single parent, there's a single parent child carers tax credit that you're available to there. Or maybe it's a case that you're married and you're jointly assessed and you have a child there, there's a home carers tax credit. So any major life event is going to trigger a refund. But then it does come down to the simple things like your personal circumstances. So if you have medical expenses, a lot of people kind of think, I'm not due something back for that. Any medical expense you have, however small it is, be it a prescription fee that's €10 a month, you're entitled to tax relief at 20%. Of that back there,
which adds up, and that's on one single prescription.
Exactly, and that's for per month over the space of 4 years. It all adds up again there, and also as well like things like the rent tax credit. It's the buzzword that's going around the place. Everyone kind of hears about it. People are kind of fearful again of applying for it there. If you're paying rent for yourself, or if you're paying rent for a child that's in college there, you're going to be due a tax refund in relation to it, and it could be up to €1,000. For you there. So it's really important to include it there. And we always talk about these things as building blocks. they're building blocks to build up the refund there. So you might have €50 for your medical expenses. You might have €1,700 if you're entitled to the home carers tax credit for that there. Maybe you have a child in college, you're paying for rent for them, and you're probably paying tuition fees for them as well there. It all builds up along the way there and gets really nice refunds for people.
What about then the fear, and we'll get to more examples, what about the fear then about not wanting to poke the bear, that maybe they're afraid that they've been underpaying tax and that this will, or maybe they feel that there's some tax that might be liable for COVID payments or what have you, and you start down this road, next thing you know, you have the taxman chasing you rather than you chasing they.
And it's a very real fear that people have. So if we leave COVID aside, generally 9 times out of 10 POI employees aren't going to have an underpayment. It's very, very rare. But those that maybe did receive a COVID payment, there could be underpayments lurking in the background there for them. And one nice thing that the revenue have actually done, and they changed their system. So generally before, if you had a refund, say for 1 year, but you had an underpayment in a previous year, they used to take that refund, offset it against it and clear it off. What they're actually doing now is that they're going to still, you still get your refund for 2022, for example, if you do a refund there. But if there's an underpayment there for a previous year as a result of a COVID payment, what they're going to do is they'll reduce your tax credits in future years. So you don't actually have to pay a big lump sum over to the taxman now in relation to it. And I suppose then you have the peace of mind that you're compliant, that everything is correct and right with your taxes, and you'll still get your refund that you're due for 2022 as well there. So it kind of tidies it all up, gets nice and neatly there. But I wouldn't be hugely fearful about underpayments. And I suppose that's the worst case scenario, is that figure there that you're looking at. And what's really important is if there is an underpayment, file your tax return in relation to it and include all your expenses, because you can bring it down a bit for you there. So if you maybe had braces in 2020 there that cost you €3,000 there, but you're afraid to file because you got the wage subsidy as well there, that €3,000 worth of dental expenses there will bring down that underpayment for you as well there. So it's really important to include everything in on it for yourself.
And at the end of the day, if you fear the taxman, it's probably for good reason. If there's anything outstanding, they are going to track you down eventually in any case. So it's either, you know, sorting it out or not sorting it out. You might as well sort it out with an overpayment rather than having to leave that overpayment sitting there and still have to pay back what they're entitled to.
Exactly. And like with the underpayments, the revenue, we can go back for refunds. We can claim refunds for 4 years back. So we can go back to 2019. If you have an underpayment there sitting on your account since 2002, the revenue can forever chase you for that there. Now, to be honest, they're quite reasonable. So it's not that they're not going to come chasing after small fry, like ourselves, as we would put it there. They're more inclined to chase after the bigger fish there. But it's best to get things sorted and not to be fearful of it. It's very unlikely that you will have an underpayment unless, of course, you did receive the wage subsidy or the PUP. Mm. And if that's the case, talk to someone like ourselves and we can actually have a look at it and see what the worst case scenario is for you and kind of help you sort that out.
So how does it work in that? My understanding is for certain things, like you don't necessarily need the receipts. Who's going to keep 4 years of receipts for medical treatment or what have you? But they might come looking for them. Explain to me how that works and what people need before they go down this road.
Yeah, I suppose for ourselves here at taxback.com, we kind of always stress on the compliance side. So we would ask you to send in the receipts to us. Now, I suppose the beauty of it is you send in the receipts to us, we hold on to them then for the next 6 years. So if the revenue looks for them there. When it comes to things like the rent tax credit, you don't need to send us in a receipt for it there. We just need the details of your landlord and the RTB registration number. And the rent tax credit is it's a lovely one, but it's a tricky one there, because we're finding a lot of people are coming up to an issue where their landlord isn't registered with the RTB and the landlord is refusing to register with the RTB. And unfortunately, those people can't get their tax credit. So it's a big problem for people out there. We're running into it more and more every day. But again, if it's a case that you are genuinely renting from a landlord, you're paying your rent, get in touch with us and we'll see if we can argue the point with the revenue commissioners for you.
Now, the person contacts a company like yours, there's only a cost or a charge, isn't there, if you are successful in achieving a rebate. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So we work on a no-refund, no-fee basis. So if you get in touch with us and we do a review there for you, and if there's no refund due back to you, it's no harm done, there's no fee or anything like that charge. At least you know you're not missing out on something that you're entitled to. And even if we look at it and we think there's an underpayment, like a lot of people are fearful out there, there's no refund due, there's no fee charged, but at least we'd be able to kind of explain to you, look, there's an underpayment there. As a result of this, this is what we think you should do in relation to it there. And it's just, I suppose there's there's no harm in looking into these things, and there's millions of euros left sitting out there that people aren't getting.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what might appear like an endless maze to us, because where do you even start? I find it's a struggle to log into the YouGov website, let alone anything else. Literally just getting into the bloody thing, I struggle with. And when I get in there, I haven't a clue what's going on. But you guys do this all the time, so it's a lot more simpler for you for use. But, I mean, obviously, it's no risk. That's what you're saying. You know, if there's money sitting there that's yours, there's no risk in contacting the likes of your company to get that back effectively.
Absolutely. We try to make it as easy as possible for people there. So we would send you out a questionnaire. The questionnaire seems like we're being nosy, asking, are you married and you're single and all this. It's not me wanting to know all
find
of
out
your,
what you're
your
entitled
business
to.
There. It's me trying exactly. to root and find what different credits okay. and reliefs that you're entitled to.
Thanks for all your time this morning. I appreciate it greatly.
Thanks.
Have a lovely day, okay? That's Marion Ryan, Business Development Manager with TaxBack.com. There are others out there as well, by the way. It's just they are the group that did this survey.